Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Patrick Hornquist, a two-time Stanley Cup champ, potentially on his way to Florida for the player you just heard in that clip. Mike Matheson, a defenseman. Chris, I don't mind this trade. I don't hate it.
Well, seeing as you're probably one of the only people whose obsession with sports runs so deep that I can conceive of you having like actually watched Mike Matheson and been able to pick him out of a police lineup before today started, why are you okay with this trade? If it happens, because Patrick Hornquist apparently is just doing the I'm not answering my phone, I don't have red receipts on, and I'm just hanging out, thanks.
How do you turn the red receipts off on an iPhone? How do you, and like, as soon as you open up a text from somebody, it counts as red? Or do you, like, what?
You have to click on the text and not from like the text home screen. You have to click into the conversation, and then I think it immediately becomes red. But you can go into the messages option and turn that off, man. That's like a first.
Do you have yours on or off?
Off. I think you have to be, I think you're borderline psychotic to have red receipts on, to be honest.
I think mine are still on.
No, because I'll find out. You and I have been texting. We're co-hosts. We're friends. We chat off the air. And no, yours are turned off.
Good.
Friend.
Well, I didn't do that on purpose.
The red receipts on, it's scary, though.
Somebody must have done that for me.
What's their motivation in doing that is what I always say. Very passive-aggressive maneuver. Why do you like the deal, though? I mean, here's from my...
Well, you going to let me answer that, or are you just going to jump in and...
I want to know if you're going to give me an answer that's any different than this. By and large, everyone that has an opinion on hockey will tell you he's a better defenseman than Jack Johnson.
Mike Matheson?
Yes. And that if this is a deal that eventually precipitates Jack Johnson being out of here, then they've just basically exchanged bad contracts. Hornquist's wasn't great. Matheson's is hilariously bad. And hopefully they would have cleared out Jack Johnson with a younger, clearly better left-handed defenseman. Mm-hmm. That seems to be the read I'm getting from people.
I think Matheson is the type of defenseman the Penguins can turn into a good player. That's why I like it. They have
a
track record.
He's left-handed Schultz.
They have a track record with guys like that, exactly. Good skaters, good puck movers in bad spots. Not only Schultz, but Trevor Daley would be another one. When he was in Chicago, was a disaster. And they said, we see things in his game that fit our system, the way we want to play. Let's get him. They weren't fast. They maintain that they're a team that plays with speed. That's what Sullivan says is their team identity. They need more defensemen who play that way. I think he becomes their best skating left shot defenseman, at least among guys who get into the lineup most nights. He's probably a better skater than Pettersson. He's probably a better skater than Dumoulin. He fits the team. Now, there are a lot of things you got to clean up with him. 2 years ago, he was in the top five in giveaways. The Panthers have been an abhorrent defensive team. You know, it's not just Bobrovsky who sucked. They just have not been a very button-down, solid, rock-solid defensive team, and he was part of that. So bad, in fact, that in the playoffs, he was a healthy scratch in their last two games. So a team that was hungry for defense didn't even think Mike Matheson was worth playing. But if I have my choice of guys that are making around the same amount of money, and my options are 34-year-old winger, who is probably more like 45 because the amount of mileage on his body, or 26-year-old good skater, and now I have Reardon back who's supposed to work wonders with defensemen, I'll do that. I'll take my chances there, Chris. And I won't worry about the way the contract looks 2 or 3 years from now.
Well, the contract thing gets mentioned immediately because I think that's something that jumps out at people anytime something like this happens is what are the contracts? But yes, I mean, if you're a Penguins fan, I think you've got to look at anything they do and just say, yeah, there's a wall 3 or 4 years down the road and we don't really want to know what's on the other side of it because we're pretty sure what it is and it's bad. And we're just going to not think about it until we have to go and get to that point. So, yeah, the contract doesn't matter. If he is the raw material for a reclamation project, then, yeah, you would hope that they're able to have the similar kind of effect that they had on Justin Schultz until the last year and a half or so, where he kind of went to hell. But I like the fact that they're getting younger. I do think Hornquist was a guy, like, even though the narrative – and, by the way, I keep talking about this like the trade has been consummated. It hasn't. Because Eric just said in his sports update that they can't get a hold of Hornquist.
And Hornquist has a full no-trade clause.
Correct.
It changes to a modified really after this season where he can only submit a partial list.
If I was Hornquist, I'd want to go down to Florida. Come on. Go live near Miami. You won your cups here. You're a cult hero in this town. You have a cup-winning goal to your credit. Go down to Miami and enjoy yourself. No state taxes. Come on. I just thought I'd kind of
It's so humid, though.
There. Yeah, but I bet you guys who are from Sweden probably don't mind that because it's so cold for the most part up there. Hornquist has probably spent a fair amount of time above the Arctic Circle.
They also don't win.
Well, they never. I mean, he's won two cups here, though. That's my point.
So what? Like, in your mid-30s, you just say the hell with trying to win? I mean, at that point, guys.
Hold on, wait, stop. I don't think this applies to Hornquist. So let me be clear. I do think he is a maniac competitor, but the idea that guys. That like it's anathema to suggest or assert that players, once they get to a certain age, especially if they've actually been to the top of the mountain, just want to coast and make some money and then retire. That is absolutely true across every sport.
Fair enough, but I don't think it's crazy not to admit that. Yeah, but I don't think it mostly applies to guys who have won before. I think there are just certain guys that don't prioritize winning and don't really care as much about it. And I would definitely not, based on the sacrifice in the way he plays. The way he puts his body on the line, I would not put Hornquist in that bag of players who, you know, says, well, if we miss the playoffs every season, but I get to live in 75-degree weather in December,
yeah,
that's fine.
He's probably not like that, which means he might veto this, and this might be a moot point. And it sounds like, based on right away your initial reaction to what Matheson could be here, that if Hornquist does veto this trade, you'd consider that a loss, and I wouldn't. I mean, based strictly on the ages of the players and where they play and what they do, I wouldn't blame you. You can't bank on Hornquist, by the way, if he stays here and he wants to stay in Pittsburgh. People said he had a good season this year. Fine. The way he plays the game and at his age, you don't bank on good season after good season every time.
Well, it just doesn't make sense, especially for a team now that is talking about maybe not spending to the cap number. $5.3 million for a guy who looks after the Kapanen deal like he's glued to the bottom six and is becoming less of a fixture on your power play. You don't do that. What you also don't do, though, is spend $17 million on left-handed defensemen, and that's what it looks like they've got. I can't imagine things would stay the same. Dumoulin, Pettersson, Johnson, Matheson, Rikkola. Why did they re-sign Rikkola if they were going to do something like this? What was the point? Of that, I'm still scratching my head over paying a guy almost $2 million a year who the coach seems to hate.
Well, they've had that issue before. Ryan Reeves, coach hated him. Clearly a useful player in the right setting, and the coach here didn't want to use him. I've got to imagine that, and this would be my guess. I think I saw this in Josh Yoey's mailbag today. It was a very expansive mailbag. Somebody asked him about Matt Murray trades. Jack Johnson, of course, came up, and I want to say Josh like spitballed the idea that maybe the Penguins can attach Jack Johnson to Matt Murray in some sort of deal. As just sort of a spitballing, maybe not even pie in the sky, just something that they could try to do to kill two birds with one stone. And you're getting less of a return if you do something like that, I'm sure, but you might be able to pull it off. There's no way you can keep going forward, though, with this many lefty shots. That makes no sense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.